St. Dominic's Catholic Church in San Francisco presents a parish mass on Thanksgiving Day, November 28, 2019. Today's gospel is taken from the gospel according to Luke, chapter 17, verses 11 to 19, proclaimed by Deacon Jimmy Salcido.
Alleluia! The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 persons with leprosy met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to them, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Thanksgiving is a day filled with all sorts of traditions, is it not? A gathering of family and friends, the sharing of good food, and expressions of faith like we have this morning, gathering together as a people of faith to worship. I love this Mass because over a weekend you see folks who have their normal Masses, right? I'm a 7:30 person. I'm a 5:30 person. Well, today, we're all one parish. We're all 9:30 a.m. people, depending on your Mass. So a warm welcome to everyone on this beautiful Thanksgiving Day. And the reason for our traditions, in a powerful way, is that we might cultivate in our lives not only appreciation and awareness for the blessings of God, but that we might give thanks. That we might be people who give thanks. Now, early in my life, I was blessed myself to have parents who instilled this in me. In fact, after a Mass on the weekend, a couple of folks asked when I mentioned the one Mass at 9:30, they said, "Oh, will you be sharing the story of Great Aunt Cecilia and Sweet Potato Surprise?" And I said, "Well, what do you think?" They said, "It's Thanksgiving, it's a tradition, you have to." So who am I to break tradition? And the context, of course, is that the gathering of all the extended family would be at the Hurley abode, the ancestral manse, and be 25, 30, counting all the children. And some of the relatives would bring side dishes. And my great aunt Cecilia, God rest her soul, would bring something particularly targeted for the young ones, us who were still children. And it was Sweet Potato Surprise, as she called it. Now, you perhaps know this dish well. It's mashed sweet potatoes with a lot of butter and brown sugar, trying to attract the sweet tooth of us, and to top it off, marshmallows on top that are kind of, you know, grilled in every way. And of course, it looks inviting, but my personal taste, well, to say that I wasn't fond of it would be an understatement. Okay, fair enough. Here's the rub, though. The rub was that when Great Aunt Cecilia brought something, my parents had a couple of unwritten rules. Number one, you had to eat some. You had to try some. And number two, you had to go and give thanks. You had to thank Aunt Cecilia for the dish that she brought. And so it was a little bit of a conundrum, because if you didn't do these things, dessert was off the table. So the pressure's on. The first challenge was easily, overcome by just taking not too much and putting it on the side of the plate. Like you kind of get all the thing at the side of the plate. And then you get a drumstick, like the dark meat, right? And you can camouflage anything with a good drumstick. That's what happened. So the sweet potato surprise was camouflaged, so he's scraping the plates at the end, didn't notice. Okay, so I didn't have to really have any. But the more difficult obstacle was actually saying thank you. Because on the one hand, I couldn't appropriately say, well, I don't really care for it. I wish you didn't bring it. On the other hand, I didn't feel comfortable just saying, oh, it's wonderful, I love it. And it seemed a little bit too far stretching the truth. And so I racked my brain, and I thought, and then I came up with, at least to my 11-year-old mind, seemed the perfect solution. And so I go to Great Aunt Cecilia, I give her a big hug, of course, love her, say I love you. Thanks for bringing your dish. Only you can make sweet potato surprise like that. Check, check, win-win. Dessert was on the menu. But that instinct my parents had to inculcate in us not only a sense of gratitude, but the actual action of giving thanks, of actually saying thank you, of taking that further step, is highlighted in the gospel, and in fact is very powerful in our spiritual life. We know this story well, the 10 lepers, and make no mistake, leprosy was not just kind of a common illness in the sense that kind of flu season or something. Leprosy was not only a great physical malady that was often a death sentence, but it was a separation from family, from friends. You had to live outside of the city, a separation from worship in the temple, having to shout unclean. And so here are these 10 who are literally cut off from family, friends, faith, even from the good health that they might have. And so this miracle is not an ordinary miracle. Jesus cleansing them, restores them to the fullness of the community, the fullness of who they are called to be. And we might suppose as they go off, we might take that story as the one who comes back is the grateful one, and the other 9, well, they're not so grateful, right? But if we read the scripture, that's not really necessarily spelled out for us. We perhaps imagine the 9, Jesus tells them, after all, go show yourselves to the priest, because if they did that, what happens? Well, now they're ready to be reintegrated, reconnected with the community. So let me ask you this, do you think the 9 who were healed, that went off to the temple, that showed themselves to the priests, that were reintegrated into the family, do you think they were ungrateful? I think so. I can imagine them being filled with joy, gathering with family, having a big meal, saying this person, this Jesus of Nazareth, healed me. I'm sure they were filled with a sense of gratitude, a sense of gratefulness and thankfulness. And so what distinguished the 9 who perhaps are not ungrateful from the one who actually Jesus says, you are saved, you are healed? And it's this. For all that sense of gratitude, for all the sense of appreciation, for all the extensive perhaps acknowledgement the 9 might have had for this miraculous moment and cure, only one took the time to give thanks. He came back to Jesus. He threw himself in front, an act of worship, and he thanked him. He thanked him. How instructive for us on this day. I'm sure all of us can call to mind things we are grateful for, the abundance of blessings, that sense of God's presence in our lives. Even the struggles we might have, we might be able to, in our own way, and as God gives us insight and grace, see how they are leading us closer to God. But there is a critical difference between being grateful and actually giving thanks. And it all begins here, in this moment, that man who is made completely healed begins by doing what? Throwing himself in front of Jesus, an act of worship. And we've gathered for worship. What do we call this moment, but a moment of Eucharist. What does that Greek word mean? Thanksgiving. Giving thanks. We are gathered to do one thing today, to give thanks to our Lord. I'm going to pray the Eucharistic prayer, surrounded by all of my brethren and friars, and we're going to give thanks to the Lord. And what happens when we give thanks? God becomes present in a sacramental way. When I'm lifting up the host, I invite you to lift up all that you are grateful for, to make an act of thanks, an act of gratitude in your heart. As you come forth for communion, the body of Christ, the blood of Christ, to let your amen be a vocal affirmation of thanksgiving in your heart to the Lord. And as you go forth to celebrate this day, to connect with family and friends, or wherever the day takes you, the challenge of Christ today is to give thanks, to thank those in your lives, to thank God for the people he has placed in your lives, to thank God even for those struggles that we might have, seeing them as those opportunities to grow in virtue. Today we are called to gather, and we do so in joy, and we gather with that sense of appreciation, that sense of awareness of God's blessing in our country, in our families, in our lives. But let's be more today. Let's not simply be people who are grateful, filled with gratitude, but let's be people who give thanks, who give thanks. And in giving thanks, we open our hearts to receive the fullness of God's grace, the fullness of his healing, the fullness of his salvation. Amen. Amen.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for pilgrim's feet, whose stern impassioned stress are the
shed his grace on thee.